Hello and welcome. My name is Jennifer Ray, and today's practice is a practice centered around shamatha. Shamatha is usually translated as calm abiding. It's a practice that helps us to ground into our bodies and into the present moment. I'll take a moment here to gather your props. You could sit up on a folded blanket or a bolster cushion. You could also sit on a chair. Just be sure to not lean back in the chair and instead sit on the edge with your feet on the floor. I usually recommend that people not lie down during meditation. This just guards against falling asleep. So unless you're unwell, it's better to sit upright with the spine reaching towards ceiling or sky. So as you get settled now, you can place the palms of your hands down on your legs and begin to close or soften your gaze. And as you settle, feel the lower half of your body sink and drop. Feel the descending of your sitting bones. The settling of your attention. Feel the contact of your feet or legs on the floor or on the prop. Find a gentle forward tilt in the pelvis as the spine lengthens upwards. As the lower half of the body feels heavy and steady, the upper half of the body feels light and lifted. Soften the shoulder blades down the back. Soften the center of the chest and the belly. Relax your eyes, your jaw. Swallow and relax your throat. You can either allow the tongue to float gently in the middle of the mouth, or it can just lightly press up against the back of the top teeth. As you settle, you can take a few deeper inhales and deeper exhales, arriving more fully here. Eventually allowing the breath to be completely natural without any manipulation at all. Continuing to sense here into the body this connection to earth, dropping, settling, sinking. Collecting and gathering your attention on the inhale and on the exhale. Our shamatha practice today is focused on Anapanasati. This is from the Satipatthana Sutta. So we're working with first foundation of mindfulness of breathing. So you draw your attention now towards breath, collecting and gathering awareness on that single point. Simply watching inhale and exhale come and go. Developing this non-interfering awareness, like listening to music, staying open and attentive, some breaths long, others short, some breaths deep, others shallow. Developing this capacity for wakefulness, right here, right now. You can repeat to yourself if it's helpful. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Just a simple reminder to return. This remembering to come back. And of course, when the mind does wander, as soon as you observe or notice that movement away from this moment, away from this breath, bring your attention back with gentleness, with kindness, returning. Observing inhale and exhale. If the mind has wandered, bring the attention back, gently letting go and beginning again. As we develop a sense of steadiness, a sense of calm abiding here, this practice of sati, of mindfulness, helps to protect the mind. It protects us from unskillful ways of thinking by developing a kind of clarity of receptivity. As as you draw your attention back to breath over and over again, we develop concentration. This concentration is not so much about gripping or forcing. Instead, this concentration is a kind of intensification of presence. Placing attention right up against breath. Experiencing inhale. Experiencing exhale. Feeling inhale, feeling exhale. I know I'm breathing in. I know I'm breathing out. Listening to breath as a way to listen to the whole body. Bringing the palms of your hands together now at your heart. You can bow down for a moment to honor the practice. Namaste.